Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So yesterday after I got off air, I had gotten the alert that we lost Tina Turner. And Tina Turner had left us at the age of 83. News broke yesterday afternoon. And, of course, many of us have a favorite song, album, memory of her. And Tina Turner, when you think of Tina Turner, not only do you think of the queen of rock and roll, but you just think of how she struggled. But when you always saw Tina Turner, she was always smiling. Yet her family life, the loss of her children, her tumultuous marriage where she was abused by Ike Turner, her just all the obstacles she had, and then her health obstacles. It blows your mind that you had somebody who can span multiple generations and be such an icon. And, I mean, my kids are Gen Zs. They know Tina Turner's music. Well, of course, I sing it all the time, especially in the shower. Now they don't hear a lot of those because they were younger. I mean, she was just an icon. And when you hear people talk about these celebrities who leave us, and it's, you know, when Michael Jackson left, when Prince left, you know, those things bother me because I grew up with them. Now, I mean, I grew up with them from the 80s standpoint. Same thing with Tina Turner. I knew about Tina Turner prior, but my interaction and my experiences with her would be her 80s music, Mad Max, all that, Thunderdome. But what a lot of people don't realize is she kept, you know, it's one thing to have obstacles and struggle, and we understand, and nowadays it's all about, you know, being a victim, and you have to have a story. It's all about your story. And so when you apply for a job, or when you apply for medical school, or you apply for, some sort of role, they want to know what your story was. And people will ask me, they're like, you know, I never was, you know, attacked, or, and they're like, so what would my story be? And then they start to feel like, okay, well, I better be a victim so that I have a story. And many people who are victimized, they just can't come out of their depression, come out of their rut. Tina Turner kept at it. I mean, if any of the things that happened to her happened to me, and mind you, I've moved forward, I don't think I could have done it with the strength that Tina Turner had. And so when people say, well, you know, one of her biggest accomplishments was Proud Mary, biggest accomplishments, I say I think her biggest accomplishment was trudging through. You know, I mean, if you've ever been assaulted, that's hard to just get back up and do what you need to do, let alone repeatedly, let alone the person you live with and the person you love, the person who's the father of your kids. And then she lost two of her sons. She actually suffered from multiple illnesses, including intestinal cancer. I think she had a stroke, high blood pressure, kidney failure, not to mention her post-traumatic stress disorder. I don't know if you saw the movie What's Love Got to Do With It with Angela Bassett. It talks about a lot of her pre-80s career. And then she had a memoir. And in that memoir, entitled My Love Story, this was in 2018, She said, I've been on such a wild roller coaster in the 4 years since my wedding that even I have difficulty keeping my medical catastrophe straight. Well, in 2013, she had a stroke. She suffered, as I said, intestinal cancer, high blood pressure, probably put her at higher risk of stroke. Black population is at higher risk for stroke, as we're soon to get confirmation with Jamie Foxx, and you're a lot of high risk. And remember, she went through most of her medical years without that extra prevention. Now we're starting to realize we need to really get our acts together and be a lot more aggressive when it comes to prevention of cancer, intestinal cancer, stroke in the black population. But she still entertained. She still put her fans first. And I know when you hear these eulogies of stars and celebrities, you know, it seems like it's you know, they're not going to talk, you know, they're gonna put them on a pedestal. I don't think you can exaggerate. I don't think you can try to euphemize or I'm actually of the impression that there was more to her story that we didn't know. And from what we understand, she was about to lose her kidney and her husband donated the kidney. I mean, that's traumatic. Number one, you know, losing a kidney. Number two is your loved one doing that. I mean, I told my husband he gets a kidney. I also have friends that I've promised kidneys to. So I only have two kidneys, but there's about five people on this earth that will get a kidney. You know, that I've already promised my kidneys to. So I got to come up with five if that ever happens. But it's still kept the smile, still entertained, and we were told that she even was considering assisted suicide so her husband wouldn't have to donate the kidney, physician-assisted suicide. So while we're hearing her songs and we're seeing her story, it isn't just that she struggled. It's she didn't let her struggles be an excuse, and she overcame them, and maybe she found strength in those struggles. And so while we have right now in this, and I don't want to say this generation, because it's not the Gen Zs, it's just now in society, it's all about, well, I'm a victim, so I need this. I'm a victim, I need this. Tina Turner didn't ask for anything. She put that aside and still entertained. She put her fans first. So that is what I am remembering with Tina Turner. God bless her. May she rest in peace. And I hope nobody had to live a life so tumultuous as hers. But she soared. And I think is up in heaven, continuing to soar with a great voice. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, when we've been going back and forth on this misinformation thing, all right. There has been the term disinformation, fake news, spewed by both sides of the political aisle. And much of what was considered misinformation in 2020 has now been proven not misinformation in 2023. And so now people don't know what to do with the term misinformation. Okay. Personally, you can call it lies, you can call it crap. You could call it clickbait, you could call it fake news, or you could just call it Google, As much as I want Google to be an encyclopedia, Google is not supposed to be an encyclopedia. Google is supposed to be a search engine. Google is where you search for something. If you want to search for good-looking pictures of Dr. Dahlia, you might not find them. If you want to search for bad pictures, you will. If you want to search for a shirtless Jimmy Garoppolo, I haven't done that. I don't even know if there is. Can you see if there's a shirtless Jimmy Garoppolo? Text that one to me. But you actually can a la carte pick something, which includes your own bias, or you could see what they offer. So I, let's say, ask for Jimmy Garoppolo. They'll show pictures of him as a Patriot, as a 49er, now as a Raider. But if I want something in particular, I could ask for it. I could also bias my search. Now, we do this. We have a lot of inherent bias with how we look and perceive at things. And I'll tell you why I'm talking about this, because there's a study saying that it was our own political views that drove the misinformation, that it wasn't social media that tricked us. They say it was our own political views. And I don't know. I do think there were algorithms, because some of my posts, you could tell, were shadow banned. If I was talking about, hey, guys, look, you know, Fauci was right and wrong. He was right that it could provide a barrier. And the first time he said it, but then he was wrong saying this mask is going to be the end all. He should have said it should have been an N95 respirator mask or something stronger. And so if I had put something that was against the narrative, it wouldn't show up. So yes, I do think there's an algorithm, but there's a study saying there wasn't. There's a study saying that users drove themselves to the misinformation or the fake news. And they're not entirely wrong in this study. So interestingly, the reason why a lot of us don't like pictures of ourselves is we don't think that's us. Somebody takes a picture and you're like, oh gosh, no, my nose, my cheeks, no. And the reason why is when you go up to a mirror, the second you don't like what you see, you quickly change your angle. You'll fix your hair. You see some food, you quickly fix it. You don't want reality. And you will look at yourself in the mirror a certain way. Now, I urge anybody, you know, and it's not easy to do. I've done this where just try to be objective and look at yourself for how you are. So you see where you need to work on your arms. You need to work on your legs, do more crunches, or you need to have that honesty, which is why when we help people lose weight, we tell them to get an unflattering picture of themselves. Not the picture where you're posing, you got the filter, and you think you look all good. This is how I look. And that is the picture that you need to have next to your desk at work or anytime you're hungry. You look at that picture and then you remind yourself, look, I don't want to look like this. So if we hear what we want to hear, I'll have discussions with people. And I'll explain to them why hydroxychloroquine could work but not work. And what people will only hear what they want to hear. So, for example, a lot of these medications, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, steroids, a whole bunch of things that were considered to be used for COVID. Once you're in the hospital with a cytokine storm, it's not as effective. These are things that have to be implemented if the studies warrant them early on. So somebody could say, so what you're saying is hydroxychloroquine doesn't work. Or somebody could say, you see, hydroxychloroquine works. You'll take a statement of mine and infer whatever you want. Well, I think the abortions and the whole abortion controversy can be solved by it being between the person and the doctor. Get government out of it, get taxpayers out of it, get these laws out of it, get this between a person and their doctor. The doctor could hopefully also help to prevent unwanted pregnancies, could could be the ones to dispense the medication, and it guarantees the person's privacy. Some of you will listen to that, saying, you see, she's pro-life. She wants the the government to not have laws and to not allow it and not have Roe v. Wade. Some of you might say, no, she's pro-choice because she wants a patient to have the choice to go to a doctor and have. So you can infer whatever you want, and then you will say, this is what Dahlia said. We do that in our marriages. Well, I'll ask my husband. So do you like this dress? What do you think of this dress? No, I'd do the other one. And then I'll tell my friend, yeah, he thought I looked fat in that dress, so I can't wear it. He never said that, but that's what I inferred. So how do you educate? I'm still blown away how the Supreme Court could have conservative and liberal judges. It's law. If it's a law, and I understand there's interpretations, and I understand there's an art of law, but how could two people look at completely conflicting sides to something? It baffles me. So apparently there was a study where universities looked at communications and data scientists from three universities tracked the web browsing habits of over 1,000 internet news consumers for the duration of 2018 and 2020 election cycles. They compared the partisan nature of various Google search results to those users' own independent internet habits, as well as to which links from those Google recommendations their subjects engage with. They said 31% of their participants were responsible for 90% of all unreliable news exposures. This was in 2018. Only 25% took in 90% of that fake news. So they felt that clickbait, and so for example, what I think what they're trying to say is a few things. One is clickbait works. And you might be looking at the clickbait. And I really caution you guys, you got to be careful with that. So let's say you're a Dallas Cowboy fan. And you really don't care about the other sports teams. And in the news, the Washington Commanders, this is true, the Washington Commanders, I think, failed to get their trademark. So the NFL team Washington Commanders may need to come up with a new name. Well, if you don't care about the Washington Commanders, you won't click on that story. But if you're a Dallas Cowboy fan and they say Dallas's longtime rival may lose their franchise name, you're going to click on that. Why? Because you care about the Dallas Cowboys. Well, I do. Okay, I care about the Dallas Cowboys. So it's manipulation after manipulation after manipulation. You also notice that the more you search for something, there are algorithms. I don't care what the scientists say. There are algorithms. And I notice the more I search something, the more it comes up. So when I'm looking for M&Ms, now all of a sudden all I see are M&Ms. Right? The ads come up. They learn us. But also I notice the health stories come up. How do they know that I'm interested in the health headline? Do they listen to the Dr. Dahlia show? Probably not, because they're awake right now. So that means it learns you. And they follow your searches. There's a search history. So, yes, there are algorithms. But interestingly, the point they're trying to make is if you want to see dirt on DeSantis, you'll find it because of your search biases. If you want to find dirt on Biden, same thing. So just remember, Google is not an encyclopedia. There's a lot of factors that could have inherent bias. 1-877-DOT-DAHLIA.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Optimism from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on the debt ceiling and budget talks.
We will get this done, and we will have a better bill because of it.
While staff-level talks continue, McCarthy will send House members home for the Memorial Day weekend. Meanwhile, more Democrats say President Biden should consider invoking the 14th Amendment, which says it's unconstitutional for the USA to not pay its bills. All the talk of possible default is raising concerns. Fitch Ratings says the USA's AAA rating for bonds is in danger of a downgrade if there's no deal. The Commerce Department says the gross domestic product, the total value of all goods and services in the country, grew at a faster pace than expected in the first quarter, 1.3% from January through March. And the Labor Department says the number of us applying for unemployment benefits last week was way below expectations, 229,000 first-time claims. Rich Johnson, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So while we're waiting for our next guest, and I am really, really excited about our next guest because we're, you know, in the midst of this recession and this, we're in the midst of this, it's kind of a struggling economy, and we want to, figure out how to overcome some of the negativity that we're seeing. We have a guest. We're just waiting for them to call in for Small Business Hero. And, well, I'll tell you about that in a second. But one of your calls and one of your questions had to do with the Ozempic and people stooling themselves. and actually losing stool in their beds. Let me explain what's going on. There's a Reddit group of about 30,000 members that are talking about the side effects of the weight loss drug Ozempic. And one user said that while they were sleeping, they literally pooped themselves. I'm paraphrasing. He said, that's a first. Been through a few days of diarrhea after my first semaglutide injection. Another man said, I feel so embarrassed being a grown adult who messed his pants. So this is not supposed to be a common side effect, but sadly, it's a side effect. And what could be happening, and this isn't the first time, remember we had that, oh my gosh, Zenical? Was that the diet medication that would decrease absorption so you would have more fat in your stool and you could have discharge and messes? The slowing down that the semaglutide does when you eat can sadly possibly not have you fully digest. It's rare, but as a result, you might not be able to, shall we say, have proper control of your bowels. You should not become incontinent, though. At no way should you lose bowel function or the nerves. So when you see that, please talk to your doctor and ensure that, because if you are losing bowels on Ozempic or any of these medications, it could be medications, but we need to also ensure that it's not a neurological abnormality. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're really, really excited about our next guest. It's Small Business Hero Day. And joining us is John Fasoli, small business expert at Intuit QuickBooks and MailChimp product lead, as well as Gabrielle Mooney, founder and executive director of Mass Collective, to talk to us about what's coming up with small businesses. Thank you guys for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Wow. So I love small business. I mean, I'm a small business owner. Big business has taken the forefront of commerce industries, and small businesses have taken a big, big hit during COVID. And the Day of Recognition, Small Business Hero Day, is, I think, huge in terms of enthusiasm and acknowledgement. Talk to us about the campaign.
Sure. Yeah, the Small Business Hero Day, as you mentioned, is an opportunity for us to recognize those small businesses that have persevered through the pandemic, that persevere 365 days of the year without any type of recognition at all. And the businesses that we're really recognizing today are three. Gabby's is one of them. And these are businesses like the Mass Collective that have also made a huge impact on their local communities at the same time.
I love that. So someone being a small business hero, what does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, arguably you could say that starting a small business itself is an heroic act. It takes a large amount of courage and perseverance. But those that are growing their community along with their business is truly a heroic act and truly creates the communities that we all want to see and that are only possible with small businesses.
So Gabriella, you are one of three of these heroes nationwide, and this recognition is awesome. What does it mean to you?
It really meant a lot to us at Mass Collective, you know, to be nominated by our community, to be chosen amongst so many other amazing organizations and small businesses that were doing good work in the world. And so we also came at like a really interesting and wonderful time for us. We had just launched a GoFundMe campaign. We were looking at some really high commercial costs in our lease and needed some community support. And to know that the community valued what we're doing enough to support us and to, you know, appreciate the work that we do supporting the Atlantic culture and arts is really important to us and really felt like we were humbled and sort of just like a little bit aghast when we, you know, I got to hold a giant check. That was cool.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. Can I ask how much?
Yeah, it was, I got to hold a giant $20,000 check.
Wow.
We got $20,000 to support our mission, which was amazing. And it's a bucket list item for me. So that was nice.
I love it. Talk to us about your mission.
So Mass Collective Collective is an inclusive community workshop. We work really hard to work with underrepresented and underfunded demographics and artists and makers in the Atlanta area. We do this a lot through representation, so finding ways to bring in these individuals who are already doing this work and have them in our space teaching and a part of our community and our board of directors. And we do have a community space that is a 24/7 workshop. We teach classes. We have an apprenticeship program. And it's also kind of a way for us to incubate smaller businesses, give them access to these tools and resources without a high cost of a lease or equipment, and let them build their business while they are in a community that can support them and be there to kind of, you know, cheer them on.
So cool. And, you know, we talk about small business and our roles and how it's the backbone of our commerce industry. It's the backbone of the economy. John, you can attest to that. You know, small business, it's not just about the profits and the losses of the small business. They play a huge role in the community.
Absolutely. They create the communities that we all want to live in. They are the number one employer across our country. They also support other small businesses, and so they create that economic stimulus that really raises the water for everyone. But even more so than that, I'm sure, you know, we all have personal stories of small businesses that we can't imagine living without. And so they really create a part of all of our lives, which is unique and special and something that we need to fight to support.
So a lot of small businesses are struggling. I have a couple friends that are about to close their businesses down. What tips do you have?
Yes, two very important tips, especially in this current economic environment with some uncertainty on the horizon. The first is around cash flow. So find yourself a tool that will forecast cash flow for you, like a QuickBooks, and not just for the uncertain struggles in the future, but also for the uncertain opportunities, things that might come up where you're going to need some cash to take advantage of them. The second is around marketing. So what really sets small businesses apart is their relationship with their customers. And as they grow, they find that the marketing becomes more generic. They lose that magic of that relationship. So find a tool like a MailChimp, for example, that's going to allow you to scale that personalization as you scale your business.
I love that. In the final 30 seconds, Gabriella, John, where can listeners go for more information?
Please check out QuickBooks.intuit.com. In addition to some great tips for small business owners, we have more incredible stories like Gabby's and the Mass Collective there as well.
Yes, Gabby, congratulations to you. I can say right now, we love QuickBooks. It's been a godsend for us in our business. And Gabrielle, you are an inspiration. We can't wait to see what else Mass Collectives does, and we're honored to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I, being a physician, have to not only be concerned about my parent, my patients, as well as my family, my own health, but I have a role in public health. Whether you want to be a part of public health or not. And I speak out when I think there are public health emergencies or crises. And our homeless population crisis is a public health crisis. I can't implore that enough. And people think it's political. And seeing hepatitis outbreaks, norovirus outbreaks, still would like to see the data on the COVID outbreaks. A lot of conflicting reports on if COVID spread through the homeless communities like it did in others. It's interesting. There's been some back and forth on that. But the one of the biggest topics that a lot of people aren't talking about, but we need to, is the poop. And a fascinating report from San Francisco's controller said nearly half of commercial sidewalks in San Francisco had feces on them. This is between 2021 and 2022. The chief accounting officer and auditor of the city and county released their annual street and sidewalk maintenance standards report. And it detailed how pervasive uncleanliness was in the city. We're talking about San Francisco, one of the most beautiful cities in our country. If you've ever been, it's amazing. But I just had a friend go there, and she said it was, you really have to watch where you step. And the report is a result of two surveys which evaluated over 3,000 streets and sidewalks in 2021-2022 for cleanliness and the appearance of maintenance. Cleanliness was rated based on the presence of litter, graffiti, and broken glass. The core citywide survey looked at residential areas, and the key commercial areas survey looked at public sidewalks and streets, particularly in the downtown region. Broken glass and feces were the two most common health hazards found citywide. The report said broken glass was the most commonly observed hazard on approximately 50% of surveyed streets and sidewalks. Imagine walking with your kids and them tripping and landing on this. Feces was another notable observed hazard on 50% of street segments. And these were not just by park, these were in key commercial areas, 30% in the citywide survey. You cannot have feces. One of the reasons why many of these underserved countries struggle so much with health crises, cholera is how I learned it when I was younger, but it's cholera. If we accent it, sorry about that. Every now and then it goes back and forth. And hepatitis or tuberculosis. These illnesses, meningitis, happen when you have people in close, uncleaned quarters. San Francisco, one of the most progressive, highest tech cities in the world, is having the feces on the ground. Why is it being ignored? They say commercial areas were worse, 67% of public sidewalks having litter, 58% broken glass. Now, what could be going on? By the way, even the wealthiest neighborhoods have feces, too. I guess there's a place they call it Snob Hill. They found 90% of the sidewalks had feces on them in Snob Hill. Now, one thing that comes to my mind is, though, the labor shortage. If you got more money not working, and your choice was to collect unemployment, or go and clean feces, stay home. So there could be an issue where they just don't have enough staff. But I'm just kind of under the impression that it's priorities. San Francisco spent so much time in 2021 on their COVID-19 vaccine mandates. And you couldn't go here if you didn't have it. You couldn't go there. Why was there poop on the street? You cannot have the degree of homeless individuals. You cannot have homeless and non-homeless individuals exposed to other people's excrement. Yet, you're worried about a COVID vaccine when many people already have COVID antibodies. You know, I just think the priorities. And it's just all about the narrative. Now, there have been the homeless bill of rights that New York City is suggesting. It's signed by Mayor Eric Adams. The proposal would allow anybody the ability to sleep where they want to. Since 1969, New York City has been one of the only places in the country with the right to shelter, which requires the government to provide a bed under a roof to anyone who needs it. Now, this Bill of Rights means that if somebody is where they're not supposed to be, they will not be arrested or bullied. And so I do think we need to decriminalize homelessness. You know, homelessness, if somebody was without a home and they were trying to find a shade, they could be in trouble for trespassing. Yeah, and that's, and I don't think that being homeless should be a crime. And people trying to survive, find shade, find food. But as a city, then you need to make sure you have places for them to go. Now, they say advocates say there's confusing legal language. They also say it leaves out the one right that would actually solve the problem, the right to housing. Now, New York City's unhoused population reached about 80,000 this month. And keep in mind, because of the border, Texas is being overwhelmed, so individuals are being sent to sanctuary cities. Well, the influx of asylum seekers and immigrants are adding to their unhoused population. The city's traditional shelter system has been pushed to their limits. Sadly, thousands of unhoused New Yorkers are sleeping on the streets or the subways. And so, advocates say they shouldn't be stopped from doing so. If there's no bed, and they find a warm or a cool place on a subway, they should be able to be there on the subway. Where this starts to get tricky, though, is sadly what we saw what happened, where the gentleman had schizophrenia and he started ranting and people felt threatened, and then three Good Samaritans jumped him to keep him from being aggressive or a threat, and he sadly died in a chokehold. If the average homeless person is somebody that is, yeah, look, I just need a place to stay, I just need, you know, I lost my job, lost my family. But if some of these homeless individuals have mental illness and can attack, this is why there's been this legal arena to remove them from public spaces. We have seen what happens when a homeless individual with poor mental health does near a subway track. Some of them have pushed people onto the tracks and killed them. Now, I'm not saying all homeless people would do that. But on one end, it's, you know, let homeless people stay where they are and let them sleep and leave them alone, or, you know, give them food, help them, etc. But on the other end, many New Yorkers I know say they can't ride the subway because they don't know who's going to push them in front of a train. And it doesn't even have to be a homeless person. So right now, nobody feels safe. The homeless population doesn't. The non-homeless population doesn't. And I don't think New York is equipped to handle it. 1-877-DR-LE.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.